Welcome to Care Points. I'm your host, Kenny Schiff, Director of Analytics for Lone Star Communications and founder of CareSite. Care Points is a series of conversations with my collaborators at Lone Star, customers, partners, and notable folks in the healthcare industry. My guest host for this episode is my friend and colleague, Dr. Donna Montgomery. She is the Chief Clinical Informatics Officer for Lone Star Communication. Donna has spent over 35 years as a healthcare leader in roles varying from nursing management, IT management, product line development, process improvement, informatics, and executive leadership. Donna's conversation is with Dr. Susan Hernandez, who currently serves as the Health System Chief Nurse Executive for UT Southwestern Medical Center. She is the past president of the North Texas Organization for Nursing Leadership, NTONL, where she is committed to developing and supporting leaders in nursing. As you will learn in this episode, Drs. Montgomery and Hernandez have been well served by the professional organizations that they have been part of, like NTONL. I'm excited to share their conversation about the benefits of membership and peer collaboration.
Hi, Susan.
Hi.
So I want to introduce Dr. Susan Hernandez. She currently is the president of the NTONL professional organization. And I'm really feel very fortunate that I get to talk to her a little bit about what is it about NTONL that keeps her connected. Susan, can you tell us a little bit about how long you've been associated with NTONL?
So it began after I moved to Texas. So I've been on the board for 5 years, so probably involved in it for closer to 6 or 7 years.
Okay. If you could think back to when you first joined NTONL, what were some of the things that you thought, wow, these are great benefits that I'm experiencing?
Well, I'm going to go back a little farther even to considering joining.
Okay, great.
And so a colleague mentioned to me, you've really got to get involved with this group of nurse leaders. It's a fantastic way to meet people, and they have great educational opportunities, and you should join. And I was new to the city, new to my job, a little hesitant, to be honest, about adding something else to my plate, but decided to go and was so thankful that I did, because immediately you are introduced to colleagues who work around your same geographic area that you might not have known otherwise. And I think the educational opportunities are great, but even more so, just those connections to colleagues to be able to pick up a phone today and say, hey, are you seeing X and what are you doing about it? Or we tried this and or how are you doing it? Things like that. And then also just to have fun with people who understand your world. I know I am fortunate. I have a husband who's in healthcare, but he still doesn't understand exactly what this is all about to be a nurse leader. So it's really nice to get to gather with people like that and share some of those joys and pains.
That's exciting. So once you joined and you started meeting new colleagues, in addition to that, you said you feel like you were able to really get more education. So could you talk about that a little bit?
Sure. One of the things that we do in NTONL is an assessment and a needs assessment from the nurse leaders in our geographic area. So that gives us the opportunity to create this huge list of things that we all want to know more about. And so I was able to tap into that when there were educational sessions. At that time, we did most things in person. So I was able to go and listen and learn and also share some of my own expertise. I think that's one of the great things about it, that you can be a leader at any level and get in this room and just have open dialogue about what you've learned, what you know, what worked and what didn't work on different topics.
So once you took a position on the board, can you tell us kind of why you decided you wanted to do that and maybe what a position was that you took just to learn more?
So I initially took an advisory board position, and I wanted it for two reasons. One, I wanted to give back to my profession in a way that I had not done before. And two, I wanted to work with that group of people. It was people that didn't work in my same organization, some of them, but I'd gotten to know them a little bit through intonal meetings, and I wanted to do more and spend time with them and learn and grow with them.
So you were on the advisory, in the advisory position for about how long?
Probably 1 or 2 years. I can't remember exactly.
Okay.
And then moved into president-elect position. Okay. So I didn't do all the roles, but okay. I've done a couple.
Okay. You know, one of the things that we are really wanting to do in Intonal is we're really trying to encourage up-and-coming young leaders to come and join us. It'll be good for us,
mm-hmm, for
right?
sure. For sure.
And we hope that it will be good for them. So could you talk about that a little bit? Like, what are we trying to do with our membership and part of the reason we're doing this interview today?
Sure. I think one of the great things that's happened since I've been here is that AONE became AONL. And I know when I was a young leader, because it said nurse executive in the title of the organization name, I thought I didn't fit. And so I think changing that to being an organization for nursing leadership, it really changes the game in terms of who's getting involved, which is fantastic. And I do love that. And I think in our internal group, we're really trying to tap into expertise of people doing all different types of jobs and all different types of settings. I think we're trying to tap into folks who are all different stages of their career. Mm-hmm. And it's an open way to communicate with people who have no impact really over your day-to-day work, you know, in your day job, if you will. I think sometimes people seem hesitant to have open dialogue about tough conversations. And this group doesn't, because there's no impact on that for the most part. Now, yes, we go and we see people we work with, but it's still just, it's a freeing way to talk. I'll tell you one memory I have of our fall forum 1 year, and I had the privilege to speak with a woman named Dr. Lori Hodge, who is now enjoying retirement, sadly. We finished and asked for questions, and someone in the audience asked a really hard question about generational differences and dress code. And what was my opinion, our opinion, of that? And it was really around piercings and tattoos, to be quite frank. And you could hear sort of the wind sucked out of the room all of a sudden, like people got nervous. And then I think because Lori and I had the opportunity just to say, here's our opinion. We're not the experts. Here's what we think and here's what we believed. It released people from being nervous about having tough conversations, because that is a tough conversation depending on where you sit in that zone. So yes. I think the internal events give you that freedom. It was great for somebody to ask that question. It was great for us to just say, well, we're not the experts, but here's what we believe. And so I hope we continue to grow that as we continue on in our work with internal.
But to your point, for us to be able to do that as a team,
mm-hmm.
we need all different types of nurse leaders. We
yes.
need nurse leaders who think they want to be nurse leaders, all the way to those who sit in a similar position as you.
Absolutely.
So getting that new group
mm-hmm.
to come. Some of the things we do in Intonal is that we have committees.
Right.
And the reason we have committees is because we're trying to plan events that we believe will draw in different kinds of people.
Right.
So could you talk a little bit about our committees and what we kind of depend on them to do?
So we have several, and if I miss one, you can mm-hmm. cue me up, yeah. Donna. But the education committee really administers the assessment and then helps determine what our topics will be for the year. And then they help with the rest of the board and other friends, sometimes other friends outside of the board, find speakers that match up with that. And we are trying to do a different way of communicating, hence doing this today, and make sure that we hit all aspects of communication so people understand who we are and what we're about, and that there is a fit for everyone. Truly, there is a fit for everyone. We have, I'm missing somebody, communications, education committee, and membership committee, yes, to try to help people get on board with us and be there with us. I want people to understand it's really an opportunity to learn, grow, and have fun. And half the fun is not having a room full of people just like me. And so we are really trying to drive that home and offer opportunities. The other thing is people can get in the easiest way by just show up for an event and see what it's about. And then you can step into the committees if you get a little more comfortable. And there are just ways that you can continue to grow your profession and your commitment to give back as well.
So a lot of these events that our different committees are planning, we have on the internal website.
Right.
So you guys may be viewing this interview on the internal website. Look around, see what you see, because the events are posted there. We also use our Facebook page for those that want to follow us, and we also use our LinkedIn account. Depending on where people feel more comfortable, we'd like you guys to check us out, check out this podcast or this interview, and give us some feedback. So, Susan, any last comments or thoughts that you might have about how we're trying to grow internal?
I would say just give it a shot. It's not extra work, and it's incredibly valuable. And share your ideas and your opinions and your thoughts and your expertise with all of those who are already involved. It's worth the time, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Susan. We really appreciate you taking a little bit of time today to help us grow our membership and help us get the word out about our upcoming events.
Happy to do it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the conversation between Dr. Montgomery and Dr. Hernandez. You can find CarePoints on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast platform. Make sure to subscribe and get notified of the latest episodes when we release them. You can find links to our episodes and a sign-up form on our website, www.lonestarcom.com/podcast. That's www.lonestarcom.com/podcast. Thanks so much for listening. Hoping to see you again soon.